A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Dalet, Psachim 54a, pagination page 107. A fascinating piece of Gemara over here regarding what things had to be created before our world could be created. The Gemara can be found in the wide lines, counting down about 12 lines. In the beginning of a line, Vehatanya. Shiva Devarim Nivru Ukodam Shinivra Ha'olam. There's seven things that were created before the world was created. In other words, generally when we talk about creation of our world, Hashem created it during the 6 days of creation plus Shabbos. There are seven things which were prerequisites in order for creation to happen. Ve'eluhein, these are the seven. Torah, which is Hashem's message to humanity, Hashem's communicating the purpose of creation to us. That had to happen before the world was created. Utshuva, and the concept of tshuva, because this world was created as free choice. The Ramchal, Rabbi Lizzato, describes in Derech Hashem the function of creation, humanity, so that we have free choice and we choose the good, and therefore our reward is not Nahama de Kisufa, bread of embarrassment, but rather earned reward. But if you give a creature free choice, it presupposes that sometimes he might be able to fail. So tshuva is the ability to regain and correct the mistake. V'gan Eden, Gan Eden u'gehenim, and the cleansing process for a person who failed. V'kisei ha'kavod, and the holy throne, so to speak, the ability for humanity to have something of image to grasp onto. We have an analogy, we have a means of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, the love palace between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'Shemosh HaMashiach, and the name of Mashiach, the concept that there would be somebody to usher us in and lead us to the final success. So these are the seven things that had to be there before the world could be created. The Gemara spends some time here describing how Gehenim was created, that first, before creation, there was Chalala, its cavity, was created before the world. In other words, it's an existence. But the actual fire of Gehenna was created on Monday. The Gemara therefore branches off and discusses our light. Or Didon, about 20 lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line. Or Didon b'machshava ola levoros be'erev Shabbos. Our light, our fire, Hashem intended to create it. It was already Erev Shabbos. V'lo nivra ad motzoi Shabbos, but first man did not discover fire until after Shabbos, until motzoi Shabbos. Titanya, as we learned, and this is the source for the mitzvah of bracha on fire by Havdalah. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Shnei Dvarim Olu B'machshava Levarus Be'erev Shabbos V'lo nivru ad motzoi Shabbos. It occurred to Hashem, so to speak. He set it into motion in concept before Shabbos began. Uvu Matzoi Shabbos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'adam HaRishon. And on Matzoi Shabbos, after first Shabbos, Hashem granted the wisdom to first man that he should discover Eish, he should discover fire. Very interesting when we discuss the power of Shabbos. So the Medrash says that Adam did not appreciate darkness, did not get depressed from darkness until after Shabbos. and he attributed it to his chet, and he thought that it's going to keep getting darker and darker until, I guess, there's nothing left. So Hashem enabled him to create fire and to recognize that we could bring light into the world. But what's fascinating is that on Friday night he did not experience darkness, even though it got dark. Vayerev, it became dark. But Adam did not experience darkness on a great spiritual level. The gift of Shabbos, it radiated, and he didn't have trouble with that physical darkness. It was only after Shabbos, that type of darkness, that caused him to get depressed and to appreciate very profoundly the impact of his chet, which is one of the ideas that we have on Friday night, that there's a custom not to wish people a good night. It's not night. Friday night is not night. That's not regular night, because it's Shabbos. It radiates. Friday night, you wish people a good Shabbos. You don't wish them a good night. In any case, the Gemara here continues that on Matzoi Shabbos, Hashem granted Adam the wisdom, me'ein dugma shal maila, similar to up high. You have to know what that means. Ve'hevishne avanim, and he brought two stones, v'tochnon zu bezu, and he grinded them, he ground them one in the other. It's interesting, it doesn't say that he banged them one in the other. He grinded them one against the other. V'yotza mehen or, and he produced fire. And that was the original human-produced fire on Matzai Shabbos, and that's why we have Havdalah, including a bracha on fire to benefit from fire, to remember that that's when fire was first produced. Just to comment over here, there seems to be something very deep. Me'in dugma shal maila, similar to the way Hashem runs the world. Something very profound. And that v'tochnon zu bezu, to grind them one in the other. What is this wisdom that Hashem granted to Adam on Matzoi Shabbos? So it could be from the expression of v'tochnon zu bezu, to grind something one in the other. We have a expression, v'tochnon zu bezu besvara, that when a person reaches very high levels of logic in Torah, so he's grinding one svara against another. The description of chavrusas in conflict, searching for the truth. And the result of the conflict is great things. It's the esh of Torah, the fire of Torah. So me'ein dugma shal maila, just as he appreciated that conflict, if it's done correctly, could produce great things. This is a concept we discussed in the Perek Shira session about rivers. Nahoros yimchau chaf, the rivers will clap. Yachad harim yiranenu, together with the mountains, they will sing praise to Hashem. The concept of clapping is that there was a conflict and we persevered. We succeeded. We produced something great as a result of the conflict. There was a challenge, and we clap afterwards. Even chavrusas are described as clapping. You bang one against the other, and you produce a great sound. If it's done correctly, it's a great product. So perhaps we can go back to this Gemara and appreciate, based on those other imageries that are used, that Adam realized the concept of conflict, and therefore realized that if he takes two hard materials and bangs them together, he's going to be able to produce something worthwhile. And that's how he produced fire on that first Motzoi Shabbos. Yashar Koach, have a great day.